Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. I was so keen to get on the stage. I just popped up. I just popped up straight away.
I had a dance solo.
And there were, you know, any opportunity to show off my moves. Guys, thank you so much for coming to our second Fingers on Buzzers live event.
Maybe less swearing.
That yes, we had Nick Helm at our last one, and Nick Helm.
Kate's looking quite belligerent over there.
She is filthy, I do know that about. So yes, we have a wonderful guest, a slightly less wary guest. We've got the wonderful Kate Thornton coming up today, guys. Woo! Oh yes. We love her, and we are going to have the usual mix of us quizzing, you quizzing, Kate quizzing, everybody quizzing. It's all quiz all the time. And there is a musical theme to today. Yeah, obviously Kate is a giant in the world of music. Yeah. Yes, you are. She has had a glittering career, which we will be talking about later, and you will be answering questions about it. And we have prizes. Shall we introduce the prizes now, Amanda? Okay. So, the prizes are, first of all, a selection of vinyl LPs.
By everybody's favourite duo, Captain and Tennille.
Yes. Who doesn't remember?
Everyone's favourite boy band, Brother Beyond.
Oh, they were lovely.
And everyone's favourite compilation series, Get Dancin'.
Get dancing! It's on KTEL, which is the sign of quality. It's a KTEL LP, and I will, at the end, get dancing to some of those tunes. Another prize that we have in the musical theme from my local charity shop, it's the autobiography of the Scottish sensation himself. It's Rod Stewart! Rod Stewart.
Should I do a dramatic reading of the portion?
Do a dramatic reading. Just open it anywhere.
Just at random. Okay. Oh, this is page 129.
Ooh.
I proceeded to wake the boat sitter by shouting at him and calling him a torrent of names, the full list of which is now lost in the mists of time, though I feel sure that at least one of them was Wanker.
Wow.
One day when I write an autobiography, I want a story about swearing at a boat sitter.
Who is it? A boat sitter?
A boat sitter. Someone... Not a house sitter. Because he's got houses, yeah. But he must have a boat as well.
And you need someone to sit your boat.
But to find the whole story, win the prize.
Win that prize. And our star prize tonight, Bully's special prize, is karaoke record race.
Yeah. Familiarity there with some of the crowd.
I don't know when this was made, but I've had a look at it, and we might actually play a bit later on. It is when karaoke, I think it was probably when karaoke was first a thing. What it is a karaoke book of all the lyrics, and then some dice, and you roll the dice, and then there are some records that aren't actually records. They're just bits of cardboard with names of songs on them. And what you have to do is just completely a cappella, just sing the songs as they come up. So
it's kind of the opposite of karaoke, isn't it?
It is. It's sort of analog.
Does it give you any music for which you should provide the words?
Yeah, but it could be a lot of fun. So we'll try that
later.
I love
your optimism.
It could be a lot of fun. So those are your prizes.
Oh, someone in this room is going to be very lucky.
So we're going to start off with a little quiz for Jen. So last time we did our live special, we were at the Bill Murray in Islington, and today we are at the gorgeous Horse and Stables in...
Glittering Southwark.
In Glittering Southwark is where we are. Tonight we are presenting this show in conjunction with Child.org, which is a wonderful charity that works out in rural Kenya and Sierra Leone with mothers and babies, making sure they have the resources and emotional support they need to have healthier and happier lives. Let's give it up for Child.org and all the wonderful work they do. So they have brought us here to the Horse and Stables, and so in honour of our guest, Kate, who has musical connections, I'm going to start with a lyrics round for you. It also ties into the Horse and Stables because these lyrics that I am going to test you out with contain the words horse or stables.
Desperately trying to think of songs with stables.
Yes. Well, I'll be honest with you, stables
is it
was
away
harder...
in a manger?
Yeah, well, if you went religious, there were quite a lot of stables ones, but I didn't, I steered clear. So question number one, Jen. In September, my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June. Which sounds like a lovely dinner party anecdote, doesn't it? Did I tell you about my cousin? Well, he tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse.
Is it When Doves Cry?
It's not, but you've got the right artiste.
It's Prince. It's Prince.
It is.
Prince.
It starts off in France. Oh, hello. Kate Thornton's got it.
Oh, she's all over it.
I'm going to mic her up already. We haven't even introduced her, but she's got it. What is it, Kate?
Is it Alphabet City?
It's not. No. It's not. Does anyone from the audience want to hazard a guess? It is a Prince.
Sign of the Times.
Yes, congratulations.
That's the one I
Jen.
Meant.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, well done though, Jen.
Well done, Jen.
Third guess.
This one is it a similar era? I'm not sure. Sometimes you tell the day by the bottle that you drink, and times when you're all alone, all you do is think, our regular David has got it. This line might give it to you. I'm a cowboy, on a steel horse I ride.
Oh, it's very dramatic.
And I'm wanted.
Dead or Alive.
Yes, bye.
Ah, a bit of Bon Jovi.
It's a bit of Bon Jovi, or Bon Jovi, as my neighbour calls them for reasons I don't understand. Bon Jovi. Okay, here's one. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh.
Jingle Bell Rock.
It is. An artiste who has recorded
Well, they've all done it, haven't they?
Yeah. I was looking for Brenda Lee.
Oh, that was Brenda.
But you could have had other
people. She did a couple of Christmas numbers, didn't she?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree
That's
well.
That's her.
Yeah.
That's why I was perplexed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought no one's capable of doing more than one Christmas song, and then I remembered Cliff Richard. occasionally, you just remember Cliff Richard, don't you? And
Saviour's Day, Mistletoe and Wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done very well out of Christmas.
And then
hasn't he
did the Millennium Prayer for the double hit of New Year and New Millennium.
Yeah, for
and
all
praying,
all your celebratory needs. There's Cliff is there. I've got the feeling you're going to get this one.
I've got a good fact about the Millennium Prayer.
I've got them.
Cliff sent a copy of Millennium Prayer to every priest in Germany. Free.
Lucky bastards.
I'm not sure why Germany.
This is great. Thanks, Chris. Cliff, yeah. Chris Richard. It's a tribute act. Try this one, Jen. The Hendersons will all be there, late of Pablo Fanke's fair. What a scene over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. That's the first references to horses in this song. There is a second one. Their production will be second to none, and of course Henry the Horse dances the waltz. There's a lot about
it. Sounds like a fever
David
dream.
David knows. Well, it's, I tell you what it is. Somebody wrote this.
On acid.
Well, he might well have been. He might very bloody well have been. It was a poster that was in his office for a fair that had been on in, I'm going to say, Wigan.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not.
Uncle Joe's Mint Balls theme song.
That's no. A good Wigan reference, no. But it's not. I'm going to throw it to everyone, David. Saying. Tell us who it is and what it is.
It's the Beatles with Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite.
From Sergeant Pepper, it absolutely is. Well done. Round of applause for David. Round of applause.
It's currently winning the quiz that I'm only supposed to be the participant in.
This one is very, very recent. It's out now, I think. It's a 2020
I'm
song.
Doomed.
Always rain the most in April. Every scale needs to be stable. This is the only stable one I've got. Earth keeps spinning around. We're breathing. So thankful.
Good Lord.
It's from an album called Changes, released this year by someone who has recently got married, and this is a song about his new wife.
It'll be Justin Bieber, but I don't know any Justin Biebers.
Anyone in the audience?
Anyone Belieber, that's it, isn't it?
No, I'm delighted that you're not, to be honest.
There's no believers in the room.
It's a great relief.
There's no Venn diagram overlap. Fans of Fingers on Buzzers.
The song is called Habitual, just for your reference, just for the people listening at home. Habitual.
Thanks, I will put it on my playlist.
Okay, this is your final one, and if you don't get this one, I will be disappointed in you and in myself for not knowing you well enough. So, stick a pony... It's a kind of horse. Stick a pony in me pocket. I'll fetch the suitcase from the van.
That's Only Fools and Horses.
Yes! Hey. It's Only Fools and Horses. Well done. And for a bonus point, can you name anything that they've got in the closing song, God Bless Hickey Street? What have they got that they are going to sell you?
Half price.
Yes. We got some half priced.
No.
Half price cracked ice. Miles and miles of carpet tiles. Anyone else want to get any more? Yes! That was great. Yes, we've got TVs, deep freeze, David Bowie LPs, pool games, gold chains, what's his names, and at a push, some Trevor Francis tracksuits from a mush in Shepherd's Bush. Bush, 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 bush. There we go. Well, I think you got a massive... One out of six. Give it up for Jen. One out of six there.
Thank you.
So the audience are currently winning.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done, guys. So I think that quiz has warmed you up a treat for our very special guest, who we are delighted to work with again. And we'll be discussing the last time that I worked with this beautiful lady later on in the show. She is a broadcaster. She is a journalist. She is an all-round delight. Please give it up for Kate Thornton.
Woo! Come on, Kate.
Thank you. So nice to be around people with genuine IQs.
Come now. Well, we did meet. Let's just get it out there.
We met on the Chase.
So we all three have the Chase Christmas Special 2019.
Christmas Day. Just to watch your, you know, I had a house full of people. I lied and said it wasn't on because I just thought, oh, sweet baby Jesus in a manger. None of my family need to see this because I was that stupid.
Oh, no.
I was a bit stupid.
No, come on. You were on with Arj from Towie. Let's be honest. He really, no, lovely man.
But I did have a moment of sweet relief when I walked onto the set and they said, you're with Lucy Porter. I said, thank God. It's like I bought somebody else's brain with me.
Oh,
and you were amazing.
Kind.
And we was robbed.
We were robbed. And we are going to talk about that later on. And we're going to try in our round settling scores to redress the balance and to right the wrong that was done to us.
I mean, I love her, but Anne stole everything.
I know. I mean, I gave her a very hard look after that.
Death stare.
It was. It was. You saw me do that.
I can give you her address if you like.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't festive, Luce, but, you know, she took money from charities, as far as I'm concerned.
She did. She robbed.
Is that the spirit of Christmas? I don't think so.
I don't think so. No. She's like the Grinch.
No, Anne. No, Anne.
No, no. Yeah. It was no. It was unnecessary and it was
cruel.
You know,
Anne Federigo, I was just trying to feed children.
You're basically a living saint, is what you're saying, Kate, and I agree. I agree 100%. So what we're going to do to get to know you, it's not a normal interview format because we are going to turn this into a quiz.
Of course we are.
It's called Quiz Is Your Life, and we are going to get two people to play from the audience.
Oh.
I mean, if anyone wants to volunteer, we'd be delighted because otherwise it is going to be conscription.
Yeah, some of those literally trying to sink into the sea, and that's not how it works.
I mean, we've got David and Josh in the front row. Could you be prevailed upon, do you think, to participate?
Let's do it.
Go on then. Here we go.
Come on.
Give it up for David and Josh. Whoa. David and Josh, up you come.
Come on up.
Lovely. David. Yeah, come and stand next to Jen. I'll tell you what, I'll go and...
So this is David, this is Josh.
Yeah.
So for the purposes of the podcast, that means nothing.
So we are going to quiz you about Kate Thornton's life in a slightly sort of lateral way. So it's things about Kate's life that we will discuss. Our first question is going to be, shall we do this? Let's do it one at a time, shall we? So let's throw to, shall we throw to Josh first? Do you want to give Josh's question?
Yeah, I've got questions, yes. Josh, this one's for you. Kate was born in Cheltenham, the home of the British Government Communications Headquarters, or GCHQ. The GCHQ building has what nickname? Because of its circular shape. What is the nickname of the GCHQ headquarters in Cheltenham?
I'm afraid I'm not sure, so I'm going to guess the Golden Sphere.
Ooh, lovely.
Imagine that in Gloucestershire.
It's a fantastic pub on the sofa.
That's way too fancy, babe, way too fancy. It's the donut.
There is the donuts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, nobody is allowed to go there unless you sign the Official Secrets Act, even if you clean there, which my Auntie Wendy did. It's like living near Alton Towers, but for spies.
Wow. Alton Towers for spies. That's a much better name than the donut. It really is. So shall we go for question number two to David? Kate became the youngest editor of Smash Hits magazine in 1995. But what was the official Christmas UK number one that year?
I think it was Michael Jackson's Earth Song.
Round of applause for David. Wow. Tell us a bit about that year, Kate. Was it mad?
Yeah, it was actually 96 that I started. It was January. It's the January of 96. So
does that stay another day?
No, I think that had been and gone by then.
It was Two Become One by the Spice Girls.
Oh, no, that was the 96 it was.
96.
Yeah, that was the year that the Spice Girls became a worldwide phenomenon. And they stormed into my office one day without an appointment. And they did that brilliant thing. I was in a meeting. And they jumped on everyone's desks and they started singing. And I was in meeting with my publisher, probably talking about budgets or something thrilling. And they were just undeniable. We had to break off from what we were doing. And the moment I walked out, I was just bombarded by them. And they said, right, you're a woman. We're women. This is girl power. And they started hitting me hard with the manifesto of girl power. And that was it. I was in. I was in, to the point that I'd said to them, I'll give you coverage. They were like, we want the cover. I said, you get a number one, you get the cover, and you have my word on that. And they got the number one, so they got the cover, and we're on the cover shoot, and Emma Bunton was wearing something that was quite see-through. And I said, you're going to have to put a bra on. Teenage girls buy this, you know. So she borrowed my bra, and that was it. We've been friends ever since. Her mother laundered it, wrapped it in tissue paper and sent it back to me. Pauline Bunton, you remain a legend.
That's amazing.
True story.
This is incredible. Yeah. No one's ever borrowed my bra. Has anyone ever borrowed your bra, Jen?
I did offer it to someone a couple of months ago, but they refused. I said I had a spare one in my bag. And no, all right. they were talking about how much tit tape they'd had to use to strap themselves in because they didn't have a bra to wear with that particular top. I said, I've got a plunge bra in my bag. You're all right. Thanks, love.
Oh.
That's not nice. Was it a celebrity? Clean. No.
Let's pretend it was. Yeah. And that person was Anne Hegarty.
Bradley Walsh.
Big fan of the tit tape, old Bradders.
We're back over to Josh now. In 1995, Robbie Williams left Take That. But at the Smash Hits poll winners' party, which member of the band won Most tragic haircut. Oh, those were the days when he had the smash hits poll winners party. Which member of Take That, after the departure of Robbie Williams, won most tragic haircut? You've got a one in four now.
While Josh is having a think, we could ask Kate for her reminiscences about any of Take That.
Well, when I joined Smash Hits, they just split up, which was tragic for my sales.
Yeah,
and my readership, they were distraught. So we rinsed their demise with endless memorial issues, pretty much until the Spice Girls came along. But it was huge for those girls. I mean, like the Samaritans set up a helpline.
Yeah.
People were sobbing, taking days off school, phoning counsellors. It's very difficult to understand the importance of that unless you are in the minds of a teenage girl.
Yeah.
And I think it's a real rite of passage, actually, growing up fancying safely from a distance somebody that you that is probably your first love, actually.
Yes.
And it is, for a teenage girl, a bit of a rite of passage. So we never not took that seriously with our readers. And yes, stapled all kinds of free gifts to the cover.
Just to ease the pain.
So that they could kind of carry on building shrines for them until the solo careers either did or didn't work out.
Yes, some of those didn't work out. So Josh, have you had a think?
You had to think about who had the most tragic haircut in 95?
I can't bring myself to go along with the insulting of one of the musicians, so I'm going to pass.
Aww. Nice, very noble, very, very noble.
I mean, it's not going to be Mark, because Mark would win best haircut, best everything. I would say that Howard.
You are spot correct. On.
Mainly
very
because
good.
A lot of teenage girls would have heard their mothers go, dreadlocks, he doesn't wash his hair, that's disgusting.
Yes.
That was the time when none of them washed their hair. They all claimed that they didn't wash
their
hair.
They did go through a non-hair wash. God, how do you know that?
Self-clean. I used to read Smash Hits at this particular
Brilliant.
Period.
Jenny was one of the people who needed your free gifts for her shrine.
That was like a talking point in our office.
I know, I was a Britpop girl.
See, if that happened now, I would be cover mounting dry shampoo.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God, imagine that Batiste just
a little travel size.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Very good. Right, so we're going back over to David. Now, I researched this question and I haven't actually checked it with Kate, so it may or may not be correct, but we will find out from the horse's mouth. In 1997, Kate was credited as having a role in creating the biggest selling single of the year because she chose a song from a CD in her car as the accompaniment to a montage on the ITV current affairs programme Straight Up. It's a long question. Do you need me to recap any element of that? You're good. It's so what was that single? This story I read, it was in an interview with Nick Knowles, so I trusted it because one trusts Nick Knowles. And it is true, Kate.
It's got to be another Spice Girl song, I thought. Wannabe was 96. I'll say Spice Up Your Life.
I'm afraid you're entirely on the wrong track there. No. It's bigger than the Spice Girls, even, I would say.
It's the biggest thing that happened in 97, basically.
Mm. Oh, things can only get better.
Oh, no.
God, no, really
another
not.
Big that. Thing that happened.
Bigger than that. Josh, any ideas?
You're absolutely right.
The biggest thing that happened in 1997.
Mm.
Well, it was the year I was born and I'm big, but...
it wasn't Josh's song.
Kate, tell us, please.
It was, sadly, the day that Princess Diana died and we were live on air. It was the first TV show I'd ever done. I'd only had 8 hours of telly... That was my 8th hour of live television.
Oh my gosh.
So we scrambled a team together. I mean, it was unbelievable. It felt like we were in a horrible, horrible dream. And part of my job on the show, as well as presenting it, was to assemble a tribute at the end of the show and with a piece of music to play out on. And it was a Sunday, and the music library was shut. And I just had to rifle through whatever was available in my car. And the only thing I had that even felt... mildly appropriate was Elton John's Greatest Hits. And I looked at the track listing and I just thought she was our Norma Jean. And then it was picked up beyond that. But Nick Knowles ended up in a Twitter spat with Kay Burley that I stayed out of because she said she played it first. Who cares? I'm not going to... You know, the fact that it's really not worth arguing over. What the point was is that sense of loss, that kind of gone too soon sentiment of that song fitted what was a moment where genuinely... The nation was devastated at the loss of the woman that they considered to be their queen of hearts.
I know, it was an amazing, amazing moment. And David, you did get that, actually.
Too late, yeah. Candle in the wind.
Yeah.
You're not letting him have that, no?
No.
No, he's not having that.
That's fair.
Not at all.
Snooze, you lose, Dave.
Okay, so Josh, your final question in this round. This will level the scores, I believe. If you get this.
I'm glad you've been paying attention.
Well,
I'm
David's usually our scorekeeper, yeah, no, so we're knackered if he's up here. Okay. Josh. Kate started presenting The X Factor in 2004. But who won the show that year? It was the first series. I'll give you a clue. Who was the first winner of X Factor? There's no real reason you should remember this unless you were watching it. 2004.
No, and all right, that's
before my time is not a viable excuse. Go on, have a go.
He's also quite a spiky character. If we're talking about Twitter spats and things, he gets Ooh. Into quite a lot of rows with people.
He does. I think he's probably blocked me for no reason. I've not got involved. Just he's a blocker.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pass from Josh.
We're throwing it. Should we throw it to you, David? Give you a chance.
Yeah, it was. So first year was Steve Brookstein. Then it was Shane Ward, then Leona Lewis, then Leon Jackson, then Alexandra Burke, and then I stopped watching after that, I think.
Yes, very good answer.
Bless
in
you.
Every way.
Bless you.
That was very thorough, but it wasn't your question, so no points.
Give him a point.
He still won the round already.
Oh. Do you know what? I have to say, in Steve's defence, he was always very, very lovely to work with.
Yeah, so social media can bring out.
I think you have to speak as you find, and I found him to be quite a charm.
Lovely. And do you know? In fact, I tell you what. Here's a little opportunity for a bonus point. Which song did he have a UK number one with in January 2005? I think it was his number one from.
It was a cover of Phil Collins' "Against All Odds."
Well done.
Very good. I think that is a point.
Yeah,
right?
That's a point.
Why aren't you on the chase, Jenny? You need to get rid of him. I mean, literally, this man could eat your lunch.
So the final question in this round is going to go to you, David, and it is now Kate's fantastic podcast, White Wine Question Time, which we love. The idea of
please come on
question. I absolutely bloody
you and Jen.
Well. I love. No, very good. I won't show you the answers. The 2019 Christmas special of White Wine Question Time featured Matt Goss, who was, of course, a founder member of Bross, along with his twin Luke. But what was the name of the third member of Bross?
Oh, ooh. I'm tempted to say Super Mario, but Ross.
Oh, Ross out of Bross. Imagine that.
Yeah. It wasn't Ross from Bross.
Do you know at all, Josh?
I'll have to pass as well.
It's a bit before your time
tough.
Again, isn't
it's
it?
Very tough. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Do you know what? He's actually one of my closest best friends.
Oh, sorry.
This person. Yeah.
We won't tell him.
And
about
he left the band and was very ill and went to work behind the scenes in the music industry and has managed subsequently Sade, Janet Jackson. Tina Turner, he discovered and signed Pink, and he currently manages Dido, and his name is Craig Logan.
Craig Logan. So unlucky there, David, but you did sneak a bonus point. Yes. So, Jenny, I'm looking to you.
So that's 2-0.
Oh, it's 2-0. Thank you, Amanda. So it's 2-0. So the winner of that round was David.
Yay. Thank you very much to both contestants for taking part, though.
Go, and well done, Josh, our worthy winner. Up. Give it up for Josh as well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And you will be seeing both of them later on in the show again.
But for now, do take a seat and make yourselves comfortable for the finale.
Right, so.
Good quizzing, by the way. Good quizzing.
Yeah.
Well done.
Some good knowledge.
Yeah.
I very much enjoyed sort of that. The Candle in the Wind story is so amazing because it was such a crazy time.
It was.
Just as a point of reference, if when the inevitable happens to me, can you put Tiny Dancer? just putting that out there now. That's the tribute. I don't want bloody panpipes. I want Tiny Dancer. Thank you very much.
No lift music for you.
That's for me. Thank you, my lovely. Right, so now we move on to our next round, which is called Settling Scores. And this is where we allow our guest to address a quizzing wrong that has befallen them. And as we established, the wrong that we are going to address is the chase. Are there any other quizzing mishaps that you've had?
Most quizzes that I've ever been on.
Which ones have you done?
I haven't really done any, because the thing is, anybody that knows me and loves me will prevent me from doing a quiz because I don't show my best self. Violently competitive with no knowledge to back it up. It's
ugly. Are you
ugly.
Not someone who likes pressure, though? Because I
love
like the pressure of it.
Love it. But okay. I wish I just had your brain, because then I'd be like under pressure but brilliant in the moment, as opposed to flailing like a fish that's been flopped onto the deck.
You're so unfair to yourself.
Well, I just do go into a mild panic. So the chase I'd said no to for years. And then I thought, God, my son loves it. He's like, Mum, you've got to do it. You've got to, it's Christmas Day. And then when I got that, the only other quiz that I'd done, and I hadn't watched it, which was stupid, was Mastermind, right? And I did it for the New Year's Eve edition. And my specialist subject was George Michael, the life and works of George Michael. Huge fan. Love that man. Loved
yes,
that man
absolutely.
Too. And I even told him I was doing it, and he said, you camp bitch. Which I'll forever love him for. Josh, don't look shocked. He was just being funny. It's like the donut. And then when I got to the studios and I was, I just thought, I don't even need to revise. I mean, I've got this. And then they went, okay, so once you've done your George Michael round, then there's general knowledge. I was like, what? Yeah. And I was on with Steve Pemberton. Who did like World War II planes with one wing or something and still stormed it in general knowledge. So, but sometimes you just have to pray that the questions are blowing, in your favour.
Oh, it can be very unfair. And also, I think as long as you do okay in your specialist subject, then people respect you.
On Mastermind, on the chase, not so much.
And the chase, I don't think anyone was.
But we did brilliantly. So we get to the studio. Lucy's there, thank God. Brainy, knows loads of stuff. Awesome. Nick Speakman, who was just like a massive fan of the show and just kept walking around touching things, going, I'm here.
And he'd watched every single one.
Oh my God,
He had stats. And he was like, well, I've noticed that, actually Jenny has won more this. Yeah, so I really hope I don't get
so Jenny's earrings from 3 weeks ago were replicated in show 34.
So that kind of stuff, yeah. And then there was me and you and Arj from TOWIE. And on we went and we did so well. Until we got to the final, you explain. You know the rules, Jen.
Yes, because you were probably back. Were you watching backstage? You
I was, to? Yeah, oh, of course we were, because the Christmas special features all five of the chasers. So four of us take on one of the celebrities each, and then you know who's coming for the final by the time the last contestant's been on, because it's whoever's left in the mix, and you had Anne. So we were all gathered around the monitor backstage, willing Anne on, because we just support each other all the time. We want each other to win.
This is how stupid I am. I hadn't worked that bit out. So when Anne came out, I was like, oh my God, it's Anne. Amazing. I love Anne.
Anne
and
lives
you didn't
to crush
love her
you.
By the end.
Well, she absolutely... I mean, we did good, right? We got to £86,000, which is really strong. Yeah. And we had time in the bank and... I felt good. I thought, do you know what? We are bringing home some big old turkeys for Christmas here in a good way. And then Anne just literally left us in the dust.
I think she only got one or two pushbacks. It was a phenomenal performance.
Yeah, she is brilliant. She is truly brilliant. And I still love her and she's still a poster girl for me. But seriously, Anne, it was for charity. Because just play dumb, come on.
She is brilliant, but she's not infallible.
And well, let's find out, shall we?
What I have done for you, in fact, what our lovely producer Amanda has done, is she has been through many, many episodes of The Chase where Anne
God love you, Amanda.
Has done the final chase. And she has compiled a list of questions that Anne missed. So what we're thinking is, if we ask these questions to you, Kate, mm-hmm. and you get them right, then effectively that you're means you're than cleverer than Anne.
Yeah. And she needs to write you a cheque to refund your share of 86 grand.
She won't. No, I wouldn't take it from Anne. I've read her story. And she, you know, I'm not taking Anne's money. But David, I am looking at you in the audience as almost the person I could have been and should have been if I'd paid attention at school, okay?
Well, do you know what? David could go on and avenge us. Couldn't he? So
he
we
could.
Should get you on there and then you can take on Anne. And then
I think you could do it, Dave. Yeah. You could do it.
When you win, go, I'm doing this for Lucy and Kate.
Yeah, and the £86,000 that you deprived the babies of.
So shall we give you some... I've got five questions.
Okay. Yeah.
So shall I kick off with...
You start us off.
The first question, this is one that Anne Hegarty did not get. Which of these actresses has not appeared in Coronation Street? Oh, in fact, it's not from The Final Chase. It's a multiple choice. It's a head-to-head question. Which of these actresses has not appeared in Coronation Street? Is it A, Eileen Derbyshire? Is it B, Sarah Lancashire? Or is it C, Susan Hampshire? What a clever question that is.
A.
A, Eileen Derbyshire. Well, you picked the same answer as
Anne. Oh, damn, it's number three.
So, well, you're as clever as Anne. But sadly, no cleverer, because it was Susan Hampshire, option C.
God, I really thought she was in it.
Well, that was your warm-up question.
Maybe she was on Triangle. That's where I'm... Yeah.
If you get any one of these correct, you're still better than Anne.
Go on then.
So here we go. When calculating the official UK chart, how many streams equal one sale? Is it 10, 50 or 100?
100.
Correct!
Yes!
Anne thought it was 10, which is just... No, that's not right.
Oh, and I feel bad for Anne.
It's not
I
a
love
terrible
her.
Answer.
But she did steal children's charity money. Yeah.
Let's never forget
so you're,
that.
You're one better than a now.
How about this one? I'm very confident you're going to get this one, Kate. Very confident. Don't let me down. Which singer has daughters Amber Rose, Saffron Sahara, and Tallulah Pine? Is it A, Sting? Is it B, Bono? Or is it C, Simon Le Bon?
Give me the names again, sorry.
It's Amber Rose, Saffron Sahara, and Tallulah Pine. I think Amber is now a model.
It's the Le Bons.
It's the Le Bons.
Of course, it's the Le Bons. Well done.
Yes, very well done.
You're now twice as clever as Anne.
Oh,
twice as clever.
L to the M to the G.
Anne said it was Bono.
Well, he does have a daughter with one of those names.
They all do, don't they? They all have...
It was a moment, wasn't it?
In florally, time. Girly names.
Yeah.
In fashion, what is the con in a bodycon dress short for? Is it concealing, conscious, or contorting? The con in a bodycon. Concealing, conscious, contorting.
If it was one of those Hervé Leger ones, then it would be concealing, but I don't think it is. I think it might be B.
I mean, contorting seems like a strange... I mean, I have to say, I've tried on dresses in All Saints that I would describe as contorting.
Yeah. I've had panic attacks in dressing rooms, trying to get in and out of
just trying to get out of
when you've got your head in an armhole.
This is how they're going to find me.
Yeah. You're right, it is conscious, body conscious.
Congrats, big great. Round of applause.
Yeah. Ah.
Now three times cleverer than Anne Hegarty.
Wouldn't you know?
You're going to be a chaser within days, Kate.
So
you really are. So your final question to clinch it. What type of pastry is used for making a millefeuille cake? I'll say that again because I've enjoyed it. A millefeuille cake.
It's a French
what kind
pastry.
Of pastry? So you've got choices. You can have choux, phyllo or puff. Choux, phyllo or puff. They're all lovely.
Those would be the names of my children.
I'm going to go shoe. I'm going to go shoe.
Little shoe Ryan there. I'm afraid. Oh. Anne also said shoe, so you're still just as clever as she is.
I'm not actually. I've got more points than Anne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Overall, you're still four times as clever as Anne. it was puff. puff pastry.
Really?
You have gone for the same incorrect answers as she has, though.
It's because she is my spirit animal.
No. Yeah.
She's communing with you.
Yeah. Your soulmates.
We are one.
Yes. Well, I think...
That's a score settled.
That is. Do you agree? Sort of score settled?
Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations, Kate Thornton.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, now we get to our grand finale of the show, because we don't think Kate's on our telly enough.
We don't, and we love you, and we love your quizzing, and you're very self-deprecating about your quizzing ability, but I think you are a very, very bright woman, and I think hosting a quiz would be a natural fit.
I'd love to host a quiz.
And we think we've devised the perfect format.
Yeah, okay. So let's do this.
Jenny and I were talking about this, and we were like, well, obviously, you know, pop... music, something along those lines would be great for you. But there is a problem with television music quizzes, isn't there, Jen?
Yeah, it's called performing rights.
Yes.
Yeah, clearance for those pieces of music would cost you a fortune if you were going to play all those songs.
Yeah, so this is why there haven't really been... In recent memory, there's not that many music quizzes, and those that there have been tend to get around having to play a lot of music by doing other things. So, like, never mind the Buzzcocks, it was all picking out musicians from a lineup or, you know, people sort of doing stuff around
Very
music.
Very little actual music.
Very little actual music. And obviously, we at Fingers on Buzzers have a massive budget. It wouldn't be a problem for us. But we thought, how could we get around this and give you a quiz to present that doesn't involve playing music? And the way we have chosen to do this is by reducing music to its essence. Okay, so in the quiz that we are about to do, that Kate is hosting, that we've devised for you, it's called Smashed Hits. And what we have done is we have removed the need to hear the music from these songs. We have taken away the lyrics from the songs. And you are probably asking, what is left? If you take the music and lyrics from a song, how are we going to identify it? Well, we will give you the essence, the very spirit.
The clues are all there.
The sentiment.
The sentiment. Exactly that.
It's like a Jo Malone candle, but the Lidl's rip-off version.
We couldn't have put it better ourselves.
Aspiration.
That's exactly what it is. So
why
we're
pay 50 quid when you can get it for £3.99?
It may burn your house down, but it will still
your
be fine.
Your kids may inhale paraffin, but visitors to the house with bad eyesight will think you've got the real thing.
That's exactly what we're doing. So we're going to introduce Kate Thornton's brand new quiz vehicle. It's time for Smashed Hits!
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hang on, there's a theme song, Kate. We've got a theme.
Now, can you guess the song even though the lyrics are all wrong and the tune ain't going to hail? Because that's all wrong as well. Smashed Hits!
That's the theme song.
Wow, you spent money.
Well, that was my husband.
Really?
My husband did that one, yes.
That's very good. I'm impressed. Very Billy Ray Cyrus. Okay, welcome to Smashed Hits. We've trashed the tunes. We've laid waste to the lyrics. Only the sentiment of the song remains. The Smashed Hits singers are going to present their own interpretations of some of the biggest pop records of all time, but with completely different words and melodies. All our contestants have to do is work out which hit they've smashed. Jenny has a ukulele.
I've got nothing.
Nothing. You don't need anything.
Only my raw talent.
Your voice is your instrument.
And so, yes, David and Josh.
Come back, David and Josh.
Come back up, yes.
Okay, David and Josh. Who is going to be contestant number one and who's going to be number two?
Shall we say, since David won, he can be contestant number two. Let's give Josh the advantage.
Okay, Josh, we're going to start with you. This was the fourth biggest selling single in Britain in the year 2000, so you were in nappies. But this version is less turn off the millennium and more turn your stomach. Take it away, Jenny and Lucy.
Which person opened the kennels? Which person, which person, which person? Which person opened the kennels? Which person, which person, which person?
Josh, go on.
Well, I'm not familiar with it. However, you mentioned the word kennel and who opened the kennels. So you know what? I'm just going to say who let the dogs out.
And I'm going to give you an extra point if you can tell me the name of the artists.
Artist.
Yes, artists. Actually, it was a collective. It's all right. I've slowed down. We've lost the pace. It's the Baha Men. But you did really well. Well done. Okay, Dave, you've got a lot to play for here. Now, this tune was a huge hit in 1981. In fact, it was the Christmas number one. We already know you're good on festive hits. But our version is more of a Christmas number two. A great Yule log, if you will. So, bang it out, will you? Lucy and Jenny.
You are you rejecting me? I refuse to take your brush off seriously. Are you rejecting me? I refuse to take your brush off seriously.
It's tricky.
I'm drawing a complete blank.
I could the start of it would be, let's start again, right? Hang on. When we first became acquainted, you were selling booze. I improved your status. Thank you. Now some time has passed and you're a big success. I made you progress. I can make you regress.
Oh, nice.
It's on the, you know,
I think he's there. I think you're there, Dave, are you?
Do you not want to desire me, little human? Don't you want me, baby, by the human lead?
Yes! God, very. He's good. Seriously. Yeah. Seriously. Well done.
Amazing.
Okay, Josh, we're back to you. This song was released in 1982, but it didn't top the charts until 1991, when it was featured in an ad. Now, our version wouldn't sell anything except maybe some earplugs. So, let's find out why, Jenny and Lucy.
Would it be best to remain or is leaving more nice? Would it be best to remain or is leaving more nice? If I leave, it is bad. But if I remain, it's bad twice.
Are you sure it didn't come out in 2016? Because I'm tempted to say the Brexit song.
Does that mean you don't know?
It does.
Okay, no worries. No worries. It was slightly abstract, David. Did you pick it up?
It was a bit.
I think it's Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
Correct.
Correct. Good work, David.
Wow.
So it's Should I Stay, you know, Should I Stay, if I go there will be trouble and if I stay it will be double. So if I remain it's bad twice was our attempt to convey
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's
and
very
I'm
good.
Glad you got that.
It's very good, very good. Okay, so David, we're back with you. This fierce track debuted in 2008 and is one of the most downloaded songs of all time. Our version, though, is one of the most down-market songs of all time. So I have no choice but to hand you over to the musical murderers that are Lucy and Jenny.
Apparently we're doing this as a power ballad, so strap in.
Hold on.
Assuming that you prized that unnamed thing, you should have done to it what a quoits player does to a pin. Would you like those lyrics again?
Yeah.
Without the music.
Well, we could do it again. Okay. I think we could get it better that time.
Assuming that you prized that unnamed thing, you should have done to it what a quoits player does to a pin.
Oh, it's a hard one, David. I mean, I know the answer and I'm still going, really? You think that?
Have you ever played quoits?
Only on Trivial Pursuit.
Okay.
I have no idea. I'm just going to have to pick a random song from 2008. Single Ladies from that time?
Oh, my God. Well done. You're so good. Yeah, it was not obvious,
It
girls.
Was not obvious in
no.
hindsight.
Let's hope that the final question is a little bit more helpful. Okay.
Double or quits for Josh.
Yeah, this is the breaker.
Happy with that double or quits now, Josh?
Double or quits.
Right.
I mean, David's... Okay, so are we going to say that they're, because this is the final question, do they jump in or is it to Josh?
Yeah, it's your game show, Kate.
Okay, I'm going to say, Josh, this is your chance to redeem yourself, so maybe I can ask one of the ladies to pass you a mic. You're going to have to hear it first, though, so you might need the mic back loose. Yeah.
I'm very professional.
Totally. Don't worry about the logistics, you're the creative. Okay, so this classic came out in 1965 and it spawned over 2,200 cover versions. Can you imagine? You're about to hear what I would say is arguably the worst.
It's going to play the original song now.
Yeah, well, let's do it sort of like the original. I don't think we can do that.
on Saturday. I had no anxiety.
I don't know the
cards either. But today I have it permanently. Oh, Saturday is really a thing.
As you said, Saturday, I'm going to say Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, no. Oh. Dave, gosh, it's yours for the taking. It really is.
It's Yesterday by the Beatles.
It is. But well tried, Josh. You are very young. You've probably got a life. You don't sit at home listening to music from yesteryear. Thank you both so much. You smashed it. You were amazing. Jenny and Lucy, thank you so much for what I can only applaud you for delivering as Crimes Against Music.
You're right. Thank you, Kate Thornton.
Don't worry, ladies. You've got one fan in me.
Oh, do you know what? Now, Josh, you have been amazing. We're going to let David, obviously, as our winner, you can select first prize, either, I mean, any of the prizes.
Do you want the star prize of the karaoke game?
The Rod Stewart book's quite racy.
I was going to see. I think I'd like to hear more about abusing boat setters.
Let's do it. Oh! I tell you, this is a man that's lived a life. Dave, you're gonna love it.
All right. Thanks very much. Yeah, I'm looking forward.
Fellow Scott.
Congratulations,
well done,
David. And Josh, if you would like to come and choose your consolation prize.
Do you have a record player, Josh?
I do not.
Okay, well, it's the karaoke game for you then, my friend.
It looks like it, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
Give it up for Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
And I think if we're very nice to Josh, he might let us play that in the bar afterwards. Would that be fair to say, Josh? Yes. It's a wizard.
And then we'll get thrown out of the bar.
Well done, girls. That was really good. I love the work that you put into this.
Well, and we loved your hosting. And if there are any production companies listening, you know, it's cheap to make. There is literally no money involved
in rehearsal.
I think very much rehearsal.
I think let's just put it on our IGTVs and go viral, yeah?
Let's do it. Absolutely. So I think that's us wrapping up the show.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute delight.
It's been one. We've heard such anecdotes that I think we could go on for another hour.
Let's not.
But let's not. Let's keep them for next time.
Well, and I was pleased to hear that Nick Knowles doesn't lie.
No, he doesn't.
He's absolutely a truthful.
And God love him. He really did fight my corner with Kay Burley. Didn't need to. I mean, if she wants to take that moment, then give it to her. That's cool.
Oh, I don't know. I'd love to see you and Kate Burley have a fight. But that's another podcast for another
time. That's a different game show.
That is. We'll,
entirely.
We'll write that one up. Kay versus Kate, the final.
The mod wrestle.
And we will be continuing to love listening to White Wine Question Time.
Well, I really look forward to having you, ladies.
Have you got
on.
Some in the can that you can tell us about?
Yes, we've got some really good ones coming up, actually. Tomorrow we drop an episode with Laura Whitmore.
Love
which
her.
Is really, yes, which is a tough listen, actually. It's a very honest listen. We've got some brilliant episodes lined up with people like Lee, call him Lee, that's his birth name, Keith Lemon and Anna Richardson, who are partnering up for a brand new Channel 4 quiz show. They are hilarious. Don't listen to it on public transport unless you want to be really, really taken the mick out of, because you will laugh and maybe produce a bit of snot.
I loved it. Well, at the moment, you don't want to produce snot on public transport.
Not right now.
No. You maybe looked at askance. Yeah.
And if we're all in self-isolation, I can't tell you enough. I've got a great back catalogue. Just stay home, listen to the back catalogue of White Wine Question Time, and of course, fingers on buzzers.
So thank you so much to our gorgeous audience here at the Horse and Stables. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah! Woo!
And give it up one more time for the radiant, the wonderful Kate Thornton!
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers!
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.